Hello everyone, Wilhelm Hast here with the podcast Winning the Game. I love to share principles and perspectives in this podcast that are valuable for leaders to help you get more power and clarity into your life and be more productive, more reliably, with less stress. Today we're going to speak about the game of time, or the game of time and action. The thing is, you might have come to an end of the week and just noticed you didn't get to what you wanted to get to in the week. Where did your time go? Where did your good plans disappear to? I've got that experience every now and then that time just flew by and I was active all day, but what did I actually produce? Well, basically, let's talk about time in a few different perspectives. When I started coaching professionally, I early on had a client. I'll tell the backstory in a little while, but 8 years later, we'd been working off and on for years together. Had a great relationship. He had so much value from what I'm about to teach you today in his work and in his life. And he started, you know, expanding and thriving at even higher levels he had already when I started coaching him. He was a very successful executive. 8 years after we started, a paper fell out of his book in a meeting we had after a coaching session. I looked at him and said, John, do you still have this paper in your book? That was 8 years ago we talked about that. And he looked at me and said, well, what's on that paper was the turning point for everything that turned my life around. So, of course, I still carry it around, he said. I'll tell the backstory in a little while, but first, what did John learn in terms of using his time differently that you could learn and avoid the struggles and pains that John had? When I first met John, he was a very successful director in a large corporation. I told him what got him interested to find a coach, and he said, well, my doctor told me I need to change how I work or change my jobs. And I don't want to change my jobs, so I need to change how I work, and therefore I got a coach. And then he went on to tell me that the wake-up call for him was on a flight down to Europe. He went from Stockholm, where he worked, to Frankfurt. And on the airplane transfer bus in from the plane to the airport building, he fell down and was really sick on the bus. He vomited lots of blood. There were ambulances coming, there was oxygen masks on his face, and he came, you know, awake again and could brush himself off. And it wasn't an emergency, like he was rushed to the hospital, so they took him inside the building and he felt a little better. And when he came home, he told the doctor what had happened. He had an investigation, or you don't call it investigation in the medical world, your examination it's called. And the doctor said to him, you were very lucky. You could have died on that bus, because he had a big ulcer in his stomach that was bleeding profusely, so he could have bled to death. And that's when the doctor told him, change your work habits or you need to get another job. And he says, I love my job, I'm going to learn new habits. What happened on that airport, I said, when you woke up then, and did you fly back home immediately? What happened? No, he said, I flew down to Italy and, you know, met the customer, of course, I needed to finish my job. So even though he had life-threatening symptoms, he has pushed on and pushed on and pushed on and pushed on. And he made a great career. We started exploring the game of time together. And it's a classic model, which is very powerful. And John put this model to his heart and started aligning his activities with what the model shows. And he quickly regained his power and he stayed in his job even more successfully. Now, there are two kinds of actions in life. Some actions have impact and some other actions have no impact, or very low impact. With impact, I mean they have an effect on what you want in life or the job you have to deliver. So you spend your time, I spend my time, everybody spends their time taking actions, either on things that has high impact or things that has low impact. What John discovered was he spent a lot of time on low impact things. Long meetings with many people, admin stuff that didn't have any impact on the results he was wanting to achieve. If you look at your work week and ask yourself, how many hours of high impact work did I actually spend this week? You will see that it's probably way less than 50%. I mean, high impact, those activities that you know moves the needle and that is impactful on results. How many meetings you attend actually have high impact on the business or for you personally? Human beings waste our life in activities that has no impact, no importance. And we miss out on the really high impact important activities. Why do we do that? Well, our brain is wired a certain way that we don't see the difference when something is urgent. When something looks urgent to us, it feels impactful or important. That's the wiring that isn't working. So when there is 20 new mails in the inbox, it feels urgent and therefore impactful or important. It's not, it's just 20 new mails. When somebody says, hey, we have a meeting at 2 o'clock, can you join? It's just 5 minutes left. That's urgent, and you go, yeah, yeah, I can join, versus who else is attending? What's the purpose of that meeting? No, very low impact for me, so no thank you. You get triggered to take actions on urgent things. There are a few urgent things you should act on. Emergencies you should act on, real crisis you should act on, deadline-related activities you should act on, picking up your kids at daycare, if you're the one picking your kids up that day, you should act on, because that's a time-based deadline that is important, or it has a high impact if you don't pick them up, I guess. But it's not that much that is urgently important. I use the word impact and importance similarly here, because to me it's all about impact. If it is important, it has a high impact on results, or a high undesirable impact if you don't act on it. Now, what is urgent or feels urgent but has very low importance or low impact? Well, all those meetings that aren't productive, all those emails coming in, the administrative tasks that nobody really cares about whether you do or not, some of the reports you spend time on, all the interruptions in your day. Other people have this, oh, can you help me with this? We need this right now. Can you do this? Not important to you, sometimes not even to them. So the lack of planning from other people creates urgency and distractions for you. What John did was he started to say no to everything that wasn't important and wasn't impactful for him, and he started investing time in the highly impactful non-urgent activities, like planning, priorities, setting up targets, clarifying his goals, build relationships long-term, seeking out key relationships with his customers. All those things that when we do them, taking care of our body, resting, studying, building trust in relationship, all those things are super impactful, but we don't do them because they aren't urgent. This was a lot in a short time. I could speak about this for hours. But look in your life and just look at an ordinary day. How much time in your day do you spend on activities that are impactful but aren't urgent? Prioritizing and planning is one of those. Do you do enough of that? If not, I highly recommend investing some more time in that. Do you discover, study and learn things every day? If you don't, well, put in 10 minutes per day just to learn and discover some things and share them with others. Do you consciously build trust in your relationships every day? Consciously, like dedicated time to connect to people. Reach out to people you haven't spoken to in a very long time. Just make sure you meet and connect with people that are important to you, even if it's not urgent. Do you rest enough? Do you get enough sleep? Do you exercise enough? All those things are super impactful when you do them, but they are rarely urgent. So we either diminish our capacity and power and risk ending up like John with serious health problems, or we wake up to the fact that, wow, I need to make better choices here and start investing in the important but not urgent activities on a regular basis, and notice that your power, your clarity, your certainty, your energy starts to go up. Thanks for listening, and welcome back anytime you want.